This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Yay, we're all good. Does that mean we are all well? I don't think so. It means we're all good. We're good. Everything is 4 by 4, 8 by 8, 6, let's see, what is it, 16 by 16, 32 by 32, 64 by 64. Want me to keep going, ladies? How's your math quotient today?
Is everybody feeling good? I think we're good.
4 by 4. Really? Okay. Good to know. No deletions here. Everybody's here. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen on the air. And working, I felt like, for whatever the reason, I felt like singing a chorus of 9 to 5, because that song, when you hear it, it sticks. Isn't that one of those wonderful songs that when you hear it, it just stays with you? What's another example? Jennifer, Victoria, what's a song that sticks with you when you hear it?
That could be careful what you say. Because if it's the wrong one, it's in your head all day.
Yeah,
the one
right,
that
I'm dealing with anything on Disney Channel.
The thing that you said, you just knocked it into my head, and it's a low rider. Oh, I can't stand that song. It's
low rider.
Don't do it.
Right. How about
choose wisely?
You're
singing it all day.
How about let's see the Disney. Well, there are a dozen Disney songs actually, but the song. It's a small world after all kind of sticks with you.
That one's horrible. Right? Why would you do that? I was content with the Disney songs already in my head.
Just trying to get everything cooked up here. All right, it's Thursday, March the 4th. $1,400 checks in the relief bill will phase out at $80,000 instead of $100,000. So let's see if we can dig into that and figure out what that means. Is that better or worse? So that means if you make $80,000 a year.
The thing that is infuriating is that the price tag doesn't come down when they do that. So
still $1.9 trillion.
Right. All of this money that is going to be charged to us, it's not going to be paid off by any politician. This is why I love this one Republican guy. I think he was from Arizona or something. He's like, if we're going to spend $1.9 trillion, then we should send every American $10,000 instead of $1,400. Because all of this money for pet projects is not going to actually, it's not going to help us. And it doesn't even help. Most of it, $1 trillion.
It does help in a way because it gives people work.
If we ever see it,
jobs.
$1 trillion of it is not even related to COVID-19. So, I don't know.
I think the fact checkers would. I was looking at a review of all the things that are part of this. There would be an argument about. There wouldn't be an argument about where the money is going. There'd be an argument as to how much is being applied and when it's being applied. Some people say that. The thing is, these bills become so complicated. There's so much in them. There are, 800 pages in this thing? Which, tell me, show me. Or let's talk to the representative who read every one of those 800 pages. Or the senator that on his or her own read every one of those 800 pages. You going to find one of those persons anywhere? No. So let's see how it, what it means to you, though, is that it's more confusing than ever because you don't know what you're going to get. And you don't know when you're going to get it under the circumstances. All right, so.
I still think Jen and I have agreed on this from the beginning. I still think if you knock it down below, okay, so if you're an individual and you make $75,000 or less, you're going to get $1,400. You're going to get nothing if you make above $80,000. Okay, people who make $80,000 a year or $81,000, you're getting nothing. So people who make $81,000 a year, whether they have several jobs or one full-time job, and they have no job right now, they need that money a lot more than someone who makes $50,000 who has a job. This makes no sense to me whatsoever that why are we not just targeting people who are unemployed right now? Would I love to get $1,400 and just go and, buy something expensive? Okay. But do I need it? No. Thankfully, I don't. But people are starving right now, and they can't pay their mortgage. They can't make their car payment. And they're making, you know, more than $75,000 a year. If you're unemployed, you're unemployed. It doesn't matter what your salary used to be. We all
and
know
if
that.
If you're unemployed because the government puts you out of work, $1,400 is insulting
it
after
is.
Being out
so
of work.
So what would be an example
year?
Of somebody being put out of business because the government put you out of business? What's an example of that?
Gyms in California. Gyms have not been allowed to reopen since March. They were allowed to reopen for 3 weeks, I think. Restaurants at 25% capacity. A lot of people have had to just cut the staff for those. Retail stores who are at 25% capacity, they probably have had to cut their staff. Offices who couldn't make it through the pandemic, who had to lay people off because they weren't getting customers. I don't even think we know the full ramifications of what this did to our economy yet. I think we'll probably get an idea of that next year. Yeah. Think about it. Once they lift the moratorium on evictions, which at some point they're going to have to do. Think about how many people are going to be out on the streets because they have not been able to pay
their
rent.
Let me drill down into a part of this that you're talking about, and that is the food situation. You just mentioned both of you, I think, went there. And I guess I'm wondering if we were to go around the country, Jennifer in Los Angeles, Victoria in New Jersey, Jay down in Kentucky, in Tennessee, what's the most profound example that you can come up with of people not having enough to eat, people maybe not having shelter? I mean, if you think about it, there are places everywhere, whether you're in rural America, whether you're in suburban America, whether you're in urban America, you're going to find people that don't have enough food and don't have a place to stay. So dealing with one of those, which perhaps is the more important, having enough food so that you can exist. One-third, listen to this. This is from the National Farmers Union this week. One-third of all food in the United States at this moment in time is completely wasted. Think about
so
that.
Frustrating. Yeah.
One-third of all the food that all the farmers all over the country are growing gets wasted. And all kinds of, there are different scenarios that you can come up with, you know, the leftover cookie, from that to the stuff you didn't finish on your plate, from that to the food that doesn't look just right, so the supermarkets throw it out. There is, in this pandemic, $408 billion worth of food that has been wasted, and 4 trillion gallons of water have been wasted, according to research done by the National Farmers Union. Think about that.
How do
the
we
wasted
solve that?
Food. 8%.
What's the first step to do? You know, how do we fix it?
26 million American adults, listen to this.
Yeah.
26 million American adults told the Census Bureau this was January, so it had been earlier in the year, that they hadn't had enough to eat in the previous week. So, and by the way, if you have a household with children in it, the problem is twice as bad. And when you look at the entire world, and again, I get these stats from the National Farmers Union, which I believe is the better of the two national unions because they actually focus on all of the farmers, not just the big farmers, the big ag. The world, never mind just America, but the world produces way more than enough food to feed everybody on the planet. But between the political things, the food waste here, 37% of the food that's here gets wasted. So this is people that buy ingredients that they don't cook or they don't, you know, they don't use. Their refrigerator's too crowded. Imagine that. The perishables go bad if they aren't stored properly.
That's what I was going to say. My waste comes from.
Yeah.
My waste comes from being one person and doing my shopping and not being able to keep up with everything that I purchase. And then I go, ugh, and I throw it out. And I feel terrible about it when I do. But what else am I supposed to do? You can't eat the stuff that's rotting in your refrigerator. You've got to dump it out. It's going to make you sick. The other thing, I think, from a broader perspective, is that we need to lift the regulations about what restaurants can use
it to get rid of. Because it's ridiculous, Jennifer.
How many people, and I mean, I talk about from being in California, because our homeless problem was bad before the pandemic. I can't imagine what it's going to look like next year, but it was terrible before. If restaurants used up rolls off of the table and people didn't touch the rolls, they can't reuse them. Why can't those rolls be given to someone who's living on the street?
Right. Right.
Who cares if someone's touched them? If the guys want them on the street, it's not like you're force feeding them. People choose to take that food. They should let them right now. You have to destroy that food or you get in trouble.
How many of you open
the
refrigerator and look inside? Okay, let's see. What can I have tonight? Or what can I have today? Or what am I going to have for breakfast? You have choices. All these people don't know. They just want something to put in their mouth to keep them. It's not even nourished. It's just full from having the having hunger pangs. So, you know, we talk about things. What's the solution? Well, at home, try keeping a list of what food you have on hand and organize your refrigerator so that you keep track of what's inside of it. I think there are a lot of people that find it helpful to label things with the date that they were purchased, date they were cooked. Others have a system in which the oldest items go on the top shelf. That's what I do. And they reach for those items first. So, you know, there are all kinds of ways for us, best practices, if you will, just being conscious. And, you know, this is not a me lecturing you thing. It's me pleading with you to stop the food waste. Everybody's busy, yeah, we get that. And people are juggling work and families and yada, yada, yada. Okay, but still, is it just all about you? Do you think about anybody else? Do you think about, we spend, let's see, there's a survey here of 40,000 adults in America, found the average American spends $1,300 a year on food that does not get eaten. That's the average person. How about that? I mean, think about it in relationship to how much you spend for clothing, buying, you know, gas for your car, heating your house, that sort of stuff. It's way more than that for most people. So tackling the problem is not in the kitchen, but as Jennifer suggested, it's in restaurants, grocery stores. I can't tell you how much stuff we bring home from the grocery stores in the area to feed the animals, because they will throw it out otherwise. They call us and say, do you want this food to feed the animals? And we take the bread, take the vegetables, don't take the meat, but there's all that. And they could be giving that to, you know, the animals. It's great to have it, but they don't need it. But we use it instead of having it wasted. I mean, think about what goes on in a cafeteria in a school. Apparently, according to this survey, children, they have, in some school systems, half portions of meals because they don't have enough food to go around, so they cut it in half to give it so that everybody can, some of the poorer districts, everybody can have something to eat.
Even the poor kids are throwing stuff out. Like, my mom was a teacher in LA Unified, and they do breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And she said she'd be, like, appalled walking by the trash can because it would be stacked full with new apples.
Appalling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And people don't want the apples, so they toss them.
Yeah. This is a whole sort of philosophy, but you tweaked my, when I just grabbed that survey, because talking about who's going to get the money and how they get the money and all of that stuff is very important, and it isn't. It isn't something you just, I don't think you can take it lightly. I certainly don't. It's 19 past the hour.
Good morning, Private!
Good morning, Sergeant!
I mean, seriously, what a pleasant morning. The sun is shining and the birds are chirping.
You seem to be in a good mood today.
Astute observation.
He's probably happy because he found out Honey Nut Cheerios can help lower cholesterol as part of a heart-healthy diet.
They're even shaped like hearts. So, in lieu of the obstacle course today, I propose a nice meditative nature walk. Does that sound delightful to everyone?
Yes, Sergeant!
Happy Heart Shapes are back for a limited time. Learn more about Honey Nut Cheerios by picking up a box at your local store.
Let's start with everyone out there who loves flexing in the mirror. Now, narrow it to all those muscle squeezers who hate stretching their wallet. Well, with my Walgreens, members earn an extra 5% in Walgreens cash rewards on Walgreens brand items. So head to Walgreens for great deals, or limp if you're like me and forgot to stretch while getting in the car. Ow, my calves!
Right now, stock up on everything from pain relievers to vitamins with select Walgreens brand health and wellness items. Buy one, get one 50% off. Offer valid through 424 with my Walgreens. See Walgreens.com for details.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electricity, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited number of solar backup generators are now back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your own home. So whether it's dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. And the best news, this week only, listeners purchasing a solar generator will receive hundreds of dollars in free off-the-grid bonuses. So go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Again, supplies are extremely limited, so go to mysolarbackup.com today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's 23 at the hour on today's DJV program. So, there's a new beer in town. You may want to hear the rumors about that. And also some reactions to the first evening of Debris, the TV program that we're kind of all over because the star is a pal. We'll get to those comments and some things going on with regard to Prince Philip right after this.
Dell's semi-annual sale is the perfect time to power up productivity and gaming victories. Now you can save what Dell employees save on high-performance tech. Save 17% on the latest XPS and Alienware computers with Intel Core processors. Plus, check out exclusive savings on Dell monitors, headsets, and accessories for greater immersion in all you do. Upgrade today by calling 800-BUY-DELL. Again, that's 800-BUY-DELL, or you can visit dell.com/semi-annual sale.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
All right, so Jay Kirshner with Victoria and Jennifer and Doug. What about this new beer? This sounds I don't know.
So Cadbury and Goose Island Brewery teamed up for a Cadbury cream egg beer. It's called the Golden Goo Beer Lee Cream Stout. Try saying that a whole bunch of times. It's a blend of malted. Right? It sounds like a terrible beer. It's a blend of malted barley, oats, wheat, and milk sugar brewed with cacao nibs and vanilla beans. One user tweeted, "Next stop, tipsy Cadbury eggs, where we just spike the cream inside the egg. Let's make
that's
it
a better idea."
Right?
Yeah.
And another user tweeted, "Clearly these people have never had a chocolate stout before because it's nasty."
Ew, sounds terrible.
This year marks the Cadbury eggs. Making it beer? Birthday. Yeah.
At DJV show. Okay. So there are rumors floating around that Prince Philip is on his way out. So Prince Harry is going.
He's being advised to fly home to say goodbye to Prince Philip. Yes, the palace insiders are reporting Prince Philip is in grave condition and funeral arrangements have begun, and the Duke of Sussex is being advised to go home and say his final goodbyes.
Where's the Duke?
He will listen.
Yeah, where's the Duke of Earl in all of this?
He's in California.
Oh,
the Duke of Earl is?
Oh, God.
Duke of Sussex?
Yeah.
Oh, never mind.
Here's Dr. Oz that saved somebody's life. That's pretty cool. People are talking about that, huh?
Yeah, he just landed at Newark Liberty International Airport, and a man collapsed near baggage claim. He was on the same flight as him, and, you know, with masks and everything, nobody even realized it was Dr. Oz until he pulled down his mask and started performing CPR, and then after several cycles, the man started breathing again. I mean, he had no pulse. He needed the oxygen and a defibrillator.
Man, that is a lucky flight. Buy a lottery ticket. You've got Dr. Oz on your flight who saved your life. Wow.
Yep.
You're lucky he just gives you some raspberry ketones, but instead he's wonderful.
You have some comments on the first Debris. Debris is the NBC show on Monday night that stars Jonathan Tucker. He's been on this program. And you can, by the way, you can get the full interview of Tucker on our Facebook page, Instagram, and on Twitter. So it's something that we have played bits and pieces of it as we've had some time. So what are people saying about that?
Yeah, a lot of people really enjoyed the show and hearing the behind the scenes of especially filming the floating people during the interview when Jonathan went on. Yeah. I mean, that was just fantastic. One user actually said, I can't help but question, is the government trying to soften us for something?
How? Huh? What's that got to do?
Like preparing
there's an spaceship
alien ship
that has been destroyed.
Oh, that's what the TV show is about, the aliens that are around us? Well, yeah, Tucker has a lot of the same beliefs that I do about stuff like that. And so this is not foreign territory to him. But, you know, the other side of it is the government is not in charge of this program. I will give you, I'll guarantee you that. So it's not, this is a program purely built on entertainment. Or is it? Ha-ha! Got to think about that. 28 after the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Ford has officially unveiled the zero-emission all-electric e-Transit, and it's arriving at a time when Americans and others around the globe are ready to embrace the potential of green delivery. According to a new survey, people are increasingly expressing openness to delivery services operated by electric vehicles. More than 60% of Americans and 68% of Brits care about environmental impact of vehicles used by delivery services. For more automotive tech news, you can go to testmiles.com.
Meet America's first and only hybrid minivan. The Chrysler Pacifica Hybrid delivers up to 32 miles all electric with a total driving range of 520 miles while offering plenty of space. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica Hybrid.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I am able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The U.S. House of Representatives on Wednesday passed H.R. 1, otherwise known as the For the People Act, which Republicans warn will compromise election integrity and ultimately lead to the federalization of U.S. elections. The Democrat-led House passed the legislation along party lines 220 to 210. The petition to recall California's Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom has climbed above 1.9 million signatures, with 2 weeks to go until its deadline. Organizer Orrin Heatley says, "We have cleared another milestone, and we are now entering the final stretch of this part of the official campaign to remove California Governor Gavin Newsom from power and office." End quote. If the effort succeeds, a recall election would likely occur later this year. The White House says there will be no announcement this week on who the future nominee to head the Office of Management and Budget might be. Nominee Neera Tanden has withdrawn after vile social media behavior was presented at her confirmation hearings. USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting, alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
As Mississippi and Texas are easing COVID-19 restrictions and allowing their citizens to normalize life, President Biden insulted the intelligence of these Americans, calling us Neanderthals. Dan Rocky from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Several states have begun pulling back their COVID restrictions, with Texas and Mississippi announcing earlier this week that they were ending their mask mandates and all restrictions on business operations. On Wednesday, President Biden called the moves a mistake made with Neanderthal thinking.
I think it's a big mistake. Look, thank you. I hope everybody's realized by now these masks make a difference. The last thing you need is a Neanderthal thinking that in the meantime everything's fine. Take off your mask. Forget it. It still matters.
Mississippi Republican Governor Tate Reeves said the president's reaction shows a lack of trust in the American people. He tells Fox News that restrictions were needed to protect his state's health care system. But as new cases and hospitalizations fall and more Mississippians are vaccinated, that protection is no longer needed.
So we no longer have a health care crisis in our state, and so we've got to allow our people to make good decisions. The fact is, I trust Mississippians, and I trust Americans to do what's best for themselves and their family. And I wish the president would focus on trusting Americans rather than trying to insult Americans.
Mississippi dropped the mask mandate Wednesday. Texas will drop the mask mandate and gathering limitations next Wednesday. Major League Baseball will play 14 spring training games today. Since most of the games are in Florida and Arizona, tickets are available to attend. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Say that again, Doug.
Ha!
Well, it's 34 past the hour. This is the DJV program. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. The interesting thing about this time of year is the weather systems are so volatile. I don't know what it's like where you are, but I know that in my circumstance here, looking around at the forecast for the week, the weekend, we had 22 below zero here on Tuesday morning with a wind chill factor. Right now, it's 45 degrees here, going up to 50-something today. Tomorrow, it's going to 34. The day after, it's going to 39. The day after, 19. So, but it is we're getting close to the change in seasons. People say, oh, it's global warming. No, it's not global warming at all. It just is what goes on at this time of year. So be ready for it, because along with this comes a lot of cold and flu. Well, we don't have too many flu symptoms, at least that kind of flu. But the colds and stuff. In my circle, though, people say they've had fewer colds. Is that in your circles, ladies, as well?
Yeah, I don't know anyone who's been sick because everyone's wearing a mask and washing their hands all day. So
yeah.
That's kind of just any proof that you don't believe masks work, then... Yeah, allergies are bad. Allergies have definitely
been bad. My allergies
are
really, really rough, yeah. But.
All right, so Jennifer does a morning program on KRLA, which is a good talk radio station in Los Angeles. After she does this program, she does that one. And one of the people, she lost her co-host, and so they've been bringing in a few people here and there to see how they fit with Jennifer. Pretty much everybody. Can you imagine anybody not fitting with Jennifer? But one of the people that has been in there is Dr. Drew. And I've noticed that he's been talking a lot lately about his fog. I know you told me that he had COVID, and now he's been talking about feeling foggy while having the virus. And then he said his recovery was like coming out of a traumatic brain injury. And,
I remember talking to him. It's pretty surreal to listen to him talking about this because I remember talking to him. He was in with me a few days before he got sick, and he was supposed to get his shot, his vaccine, like the first week of January, second week of January, because he is a real doctor. A lot of people think Dr. Drew is not a real doctor.
No, he's a real doctor.
Internal medicine doctor. He's legit, the real deal. And still see some patients. So he was supposed to get it. He goes, gosh, I wish I would have gotten it because I really want the antibodies that you have. I'm so jealous of those antibodies. And so after we departed, he got the virus, and I checked in on him a few times, and he said, oh, you're absolutely right about how the brain fog feels. Because one of the symptoms that I couldn't even articulate it, is that I can just remember sitting on my couch after I had already started to, maybe 4 or 5 days in. And I was trying to keep up with my emails. And I remember sitting there, I was either on my phone or my laptop, and I was trying to just read an email. And I felt like the world was going by at like warp speed around me when I was trying to focus on an email. That's the only way that I can put it, but it is the weirdest sensation. And many people, I think, get affected by COVID in different ways. I fully believe that mine was neurological because I lost my smell and my taste. I had really bad headaches, like knives in my head, and I felt like I had this brain fog. My breathing was always okay, thank God, because I have asthma. If it had gone into my lungs, who knows what could have happened.
A lot of stuff gets lost in there.
Yeah.
You say that? Yeah. Okay.
Thank you. But yeah, he's
I said
had
it while so you I've were been, thinking it. That's all,
I but. Know. So I've been listening to him talk about his recovery, and he's had extended bouts with the brain fog.
He thought he had leukemia.
He did. He went through this whole deal before he got sick because he was testing negative for COVID. He used to do a lot of tests because he had to be in front of people, so he would test often. And he was testing negative, but he was feeling bad. And he goes, I either have COVID or I have something really, really serious like leukemia. And he finally tested positive, and we know he's recovering, but he's had a lot of long haul symptoms.
Yeah, and I remember
he got it in
talking.
January, and he's still suffering. So
he dismissed it early on. Remember, I remember some.
He said it was like the flu.
Yeah, the flu.
He came out, and part of that he said because his patients it was presenting like that, and the people that he knew that had it, and he also worked with Dr. Fauci, and he worked with Dr. Fauci during the AIDS epidemic in the 80s. He was an internist actually under Dr. Fauci, and so he was speaking. He goes, "I love him, and if you want someone to guide you through something, he's the guy." But he's a fearmonger, so he felt that people would.
That's what
Dr. Drew said,
he's a fear monger. I agree with that. Yeah.
And so he said he was trying to calm people down because based on what he had seen, that was his experience. And then when he started to hear other stories and we started to learn more, that's when he came out and revised his statements.
Well, it was interesting. We were talking earlier about Dr. Oz, who landed in the Newark airport and the guy collapsed next to him and he ran over and performed CPR on him. Apparently, Drew was on with Oz that day. It is kind of. And they were talking about the brain connection, things that would go on, the fogginess, not being able to communicate properly. There are some people, interestingly enough, if I can turn this around and relate it to me, Now there are some people who are saying that incident that I had in September, another a brief one where I really couldn't grasp the words I was saying, they're now saying that that could be, that could have been connected to some form of having the COVID. That it might not present itself in any other way. This is really what we're learning about this COVID thing, that the stuff, it'll manifest in so many different ways. So the people said, you could have had that. But the problem is you can't prove it because it comes and it goes.
Well, you can do that
goes.
Blood test, right, that Jen's doing?
You can do antibodies. Yeah, I'm doing my
I've not had that. I'll have that.
But the antibody test, though, not the antibody test that everybody goes for, but the one that Jen's going to do, the T-cell one.
With the T-cell memory, exactly.
Well, one of the things that the doctors, all the doctors, whether they've been homeopathic or otherwise, have said to me, and I say this kind of proudly, not to sound like a jerk, but my body is so strong and I have such great immune, even though, you know, I feel even better now that I've had the vaccine, but that you could have been able to push. I have no symptoms. My arm didn't hurt. It's been now, 36 hours since I had the shot or more?
Yeah, they
40
say
it'll
be up to 3 days later, so hopefully you're
here's
in the clear.
Here's the downside of that. I never want to make you doubt your super...
No, go ahead. But
people who don't have a reaction to the shot tend to have deficient immune system.
Right.
Mm-hmm. They want you to
so
have
how do I have
a
deficient
reaction?
Immune system and everybody else tell me my immune system is so great, that's why I haven't had it in the first
one. I wouldn't be so concerned with the first one because not everybody has a reaction to the first shot. But if you don't have a reaction with the second shot,
it might not be working the way that it needs to work. Your body is supposed to react to it. So,
But the second shot, though, especially with Pfizer, I mean, just anecdotally from what I've read of what, you know, people telling their experiences, the second shot of Pfizer seems to be worse, and the first one of Moderna, if you're going to have a reaction, seems to be the one that people react
it's
to.
Also
but
if
everybody's
had it,
different, so.
You know, my mom had it before, so she had a terrible reaction to her first shot. But, and I've heard that's pretty consistent, too. If you've had the virus and you still get vaccinated the first shot because your body's responding to the invader that it already is familiar with. And so that's why typically people have the second, with the second shot, they get the response.
All right, so let's talk about the J&J vaccine here for a minute. The Conference of Catholic Bishops has gotten in on the act and said that Catholics ought to avoid the Johnson & Johnson vaccine.
So I have intel on this.
Okay, go ahead.
The story is, the Catholic bishop said don't do it because it's made up of, it uses fetal cells to test the process.
Right.
So I've
from
heard
abortions.
This a lot. And this is kind of why people who are Christian, Catholic, who are religious, this is one of the reasons that they don't always love a vaccine. And so I asked one of my doctors who does a segment on my show every Wednesday, and he's a frontline doctor, and he's the one that's getting me this antibody test. And he said, what is the problem? What is used? Is Johnson & Johnson injecting you with aborted, you know, with fetus cells? He said, no. He said, actually, every vaccine is tested using fetal cells. Many of them, and I thought this was so crazy, many of them were picked up during the 70s when people were getting abortions during the 70s.
Decades-long strains.
And they were holding these cells, and they keep growing them. So my co-host, Don, who you know, Dougie, he said, kind of like a sourdough bread starter. And he's like, that's
hilarious.
But exactly what it's like. They keep growing more and more cells. But he said they did it for Moderna and Pfizer, too. So he's kind of flummoxed as to why
the
Catholics just came out. Yeah, every vaccine is tested that way. Every single one on the market.
This,
so he can't understand why they went out just against that one vaccine.
Yeah, because they did it for Pfizer and Moderna, too. So I don't know why. It feels like they don't really have their facts straight. And every so often, this came up again when... I know. But this came up also when Zika came out. Because I remember reading, I'm like, why are Catholic bishops against Zika? And I thought maybe it was something with Catholics in South America, because Zika was affecting South American women who were pregnant. Like, I couldn't quite figure it out, and it was this. This keeps popping up, like, every 4 or 5 years. Nothing has changed. I think even the regular flu vaccine, it also uses these stem cells from the 70s. It's just, it's very strange, and to talk about fear-mongering, this is a lot of fear-mongering. People who think that they're being good, faithful Catholics don't want to get a vaccine now that could save their life, especially older Catholics who are very much more devout. It's really, yeah. It's a dangerous message.
Well,
and then they ended it with going, oh, well, you know, but if you can't pick and choose, then just take whichever one. It's like, well.
It's a, the potential for what they call brand hesitancy has erupted. That's kind of what they're calling this. Apparently, among Catholics that were surveyed, 72% said they would not take the Johnson & Johnson. And so
they don't even read into it. They see one headline. Catholic bishops say don't take
it,
and then that's it.
They'll hear. There'll be the message from the bishops or from the priests will be don't take the vaccine.
Yeah.
It's against all God's principles or whatever it is. And that's the kind of stuff when you get down to the root of all evil. I'm gonna choose my words carefully here because I know some people get upset when I talk about religion. But this is a perfect example of taking something way out of context and making it
this
a cause celeb.
Yeah.
It is, really
well,
is.
Just does, I don't even want to say it, but it just makes you feel like there's some other thing. Why wouldn't they mention Moderna and Pfizer if it was all happening in the same way? It makes you think that there's something else at play, which I hate to think because I'm a Catholic and I don't want to believe that. The other thing that people don't realize, that monoclonal antibody treatment that President Trump got, and, you know, he actually tried to pass legislation
stem cells,
Right, those are stem cells. He wanted to limit stem cell use, but, you know, I guess when push comes to shove and you're really sick, and now we know he was actually a lot sicker than what was initially told to the public. But, you know, I mean, it feels like everyone's sort of situationally ethical anyway, so what's the point of fear-mongering?
So,
if you need it, you need it.
Depending on how you look at the stats, and again, I argue with people about this. I had this conversation at dinner with my friend John Kelly in Denver the other night about what the real numbers are, because nobody really knows. But there are those who are in the stat business, and they say that 15 times as many people have died this year as in an average flu season. Well, this isn't even an average flu season. It's the COVID season, but the flu, mild flus, common colds, have been pretty much gone during this whole last year. And so,
the argument is so has cancer, so has all these other things. It's because most people, number one, are not going to the doctor unless they absolutely have to.
Yeah.
Number two, how many horror stories have we heard about hospitals and doctors trying to put on death certificates that everybody's dying from COVID because they make more money? So,
$2,000 a head.
I don't know. I don't think we really know what is going on right now.
Well, that's a shame. Let's find out something that we do know, and that is those people who are striving, if you will, for health, their well-being. They're thinking, okay, I've been through all of this, I'm okay, but I'm still not happy with my weight. I'm on a weight loss program, and it has worked okay, but now I stopped it because it was 2 months, and now I'm eating again, and I'm getting fat again. So what do we do? What do we do? We go to toploss.com, boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, folks everywhere are losing weight and keeping it off. You got to give it at least 45 days for the action to take place. Now, if you're on another program and you've lost the weight, jump right on Calitrin because it'll keep the weight off. Not only does it help you lose the weight, but more importantly, because of the ingredients being all natural, the collagen protein, the digestive enzymes, they will work to keep that weight off your body. No more crash diets, no more drugs, no more stimulants, no more gluten. The natural, healthy choice to help you lose the weight safely and keep it off is Calitrin. Find out all about it at toploss.com. That's their website, toploss.com. And when you're checking out, use the DJV code. You don't have to pay for any shipping. And you'll get that fabulous deal, one for one, the BOGO. Buy as many as you want, and you'll get as many free. All right, you like that deal? It is a great deal. That's Calitrin at toploss.com. Check out using the code DJV.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you?
I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The time is now to capitalize on the electronic health data security in the American market. Electronic health data security is an industry that could potentially grow to around $25.5 billion a year. Global big data in healthcare was a $14 billion market in 2018 and could potentially grow at a combined annual growth rate of 20% to reach $42.8 billion over the next 4 years. Find out which companies are leading the charge now when you text the word NOW to 48542 for your free research from Avid Health Sector Insights. We've identified an undervalued company that could be positioned to benefit from the electronic health security boom in the U.S. markets. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Get your report now when you text NOW to 48542. Text the word NOW to 48542 for your free research from Health Sector Insights. Text the word NOW to 48542.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Fifty-three after the hour this Thursday. It's March 4th here on the DJV program, and it's Tech Talk time. Victoria Keelan is here to create some interest around Samsung that's creating some interesting conversation in and of itself. So that story happens right after this.
That meeting's starting at 4. Can I get those projections?
Indeed knows unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
Karen, do these numbers look right to you?
Like at Mia's research firm. To hit client deadlines, she needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Does learning a language feel like this?
No habla español.
Hablo.
It's hablo?
Yes.
It's hablo.
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
Since my husband is from Guatemala, I'll apply what I've learned in Babbel to our real-life situations.
The app is so easy to use, and it's so practical. It helps you learn things that you will actually need.
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
All right, so we have a professional talker, Victoria Keelan, here with the update on Samsung and what they're about to create.
Yeah, Samsung has submitted paperwork to Texas officials requesting $1 billion in tax incentives to make Austin the future home of their $17 billion chip factory. It could be potentially great news. In the document, Samsung says it plans on bringing 1,800 permanent jobs to the factory over the first 10 years, with an average starting salary of $66,000. In return, Samsung's asking for a break on the property taxes. It's actually looking for a 100% break on its payments to Travis County for the next 20 years. They also say that they estimate it would save roughly $718 million by getting this tax break on property taxes, and they want a 50% break on the taxes to the city of Austin for 5 years, which would save them $87 million. I don't know why Travis County or the city of Austin would agree to losing that much revenue, but we'll see. It also wants the state of Texas to subsidize its property tax payments to the school district. Samsung's trying to decide where to put the factory. In the documents, they say that the project is highly competitive, meaning, and this is their threat, that due to the higher tax cost of operating in Texas, especially in Austin, that the appraised value limitation is going to be a determining factor whether they build in Austin or if they go to Arizona, New York, or Korea. So, you know, they threw in the Korea there just to really scare everybody. If Samsung chooses Austin, it would be expanding its existing plant there. They've actually been making chips in that facility in Austin since 1997, and currently they have 10,000 employees. So in that factory,
they must have the skill. It's a skill. They are looking for skilled workers, and the chances of finding them probably better there because of the migration from people living in Los Angeles and in Southern California. That may have had jobs or know more, or be a little
East
more skilled.
Coast. Educated. And East Coast people, yeah, have gone to. I have two friends who work for tech companies who both have moved to Austin with their families in the last year and a half. So, yeah, there's definitely a pool there, especially with the pandemic and people being laid off. So they actually have 257 acres that they recently bought near the factory. So they're basically setting up a campus that would kind of rival what Google's been doing with their campus.
Who owns Samsung? That is a Korean company, isn't it?
I believe so, yes. So yeah, Samsung is its own owner. I don't believe that anyone owns Samsung. Yeah. So, look, we've all been saying this. We want more manufacturing in America, especially when it comes to chips and chipsets.
You think they're playing on that?
For sure. Now, here's the thing. These numbers are all negotiable. They say they want 100% of a tax break for 20 years. Maybe they'll meet them halfway. We'll just see what Texas and the city of Austin comes up with. The thing, though, is that Austin has been really feeling the squeeze on their infrastructure because so many people move there quickly.
It's not the garden spot that it used to be. That's for sure. All right.
Well, they weren't prepared. The traffic and everything.
For those who are looking to get more futuristic, Extreme Tattoo. How about that? Well, let's find out about this.
The Geek Out. With tattoos being more popular than ever before, it only makes sense that some will want to find that next level, more extreme type of tattoo, so why not ones that light up? Well, we're a step closer. A tech institute in Italy has created a type of temporary tat on adhesive paper using the same diodes that modern OLED TVs use. Now, the use case here would be to indicate various health states, like a person that's dehydrated, or even fruit to indicate ripeness. But you can see the more creative types could imagine something more elaborate, where the skull and crossbones or mother tattoo comes to life in blinky colors. It's interesting new technology, and we've tweeted a link to it over at the Geek Out.
If you're very quiet, you can hear it. The joy.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout.
right now. Click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus. A 30 count bottle of immune booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. 2020safe.net.